All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. Allah has no beginning and no ending. He exists without a place, without a shape, without a form. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kind al, family and companions. Additional conditions of prayer. Among the conditions of prayer are to direct one's chest towards the Qibla. The setting in of the prayer time. To be Muslim. To be at the age of mental discrimination, mumayyiz, that is, the age at which the child understands when addressed and answers when asked. To deem the obligatory prayer an obligation. Not to deem any of the integrals of the prayer recommended, sunnah. To cover the whole body of the free woman with the exception of her face and hands, that is, to conceal the skin and hair and their colors, to cover the area between the navel and the knees of the male and of the female slave from all sides except from underneath. Invalidators of prayer. Prayer is invalidated by uttering two letters or any letter which carries a meaning, unless one forgets and few words are said. Performing many moves, which according to some scholars, are as many as what would last for the duration of one rak'ah. According to other scholars, three consecutive moves invalidate the prayer. The first saying, however, has a stronger evidence. Performing an excessive move. Adding an extra integral which involves action. Performing one move with the purpose of playing. Eating and drinking, except if one forgets and it is little. Intending to interrupt the prayer. Making an intention to interrupt the prayer contingent on the occurrence of an incident. Hesitating about interrupting the prayer. Completing an integral while the doubt persists whether or not one established the intention to perform prayer during the opening saying of Allahu Akbar, Taharrum, or doubting for a long time about this intention. Conditions for the rewardability of prayer. In addition to what has been mentioned, prayer is rewardable by Allah subhanahu if the following conditions are satisfied. One performs the prayer for the sake of Allah only. One's food, clothing, and place of prayer are lawful. One's heart has feared Allah for at least a moment during the prayer. One's prayer is valid but not rewardable if these three conditions are not met. The integrals of prayer. The integrals, rukuns, of prayer are 17. Number one, to have the intention in the heart of performing the prayer and of its obligation when obligatory, and to specify the prayer which is performed for a particular reason or time. Number two, to say Allahu Akbar loud enough to hear oneself, as is required in every verbal integral. Number three, to stand Qiyam for the obligatory prayer when able. Number four, to recite the Fatiha including the Basmala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and doubling the letters that must be doubled in order and succession without lengthy interruption, and articulating its letters properly, and avoiding the error which breaches the meaning, such as saying an'amtu instead of an'amta. It is prohibited to commit an error which does not breach the meaning. However, it does not invalidate the prayer unless done intentionally. Number five, to bow until one's palms could reach one's knees, ruku'. Number six, to remain motionless in ruku' for the duration of saying Subhanallah, tuma'nina. Number seven, to straighten up after ruku', i'tidal. Number eight, to remain motionless in i'tidal for the duration of saying Subhanallah. Number nine, to prostrate, perform sujood, twice by putting all or part of one's uncovered forehead on one's praying ground, with one's lower body, buttocks, higher than one's upper part, and putting part of one's knees, the inside of one's hands, and the bottom of one's toes on the ground. A non-Shafi'i scholar said that the prayer is valid even if the head was higher in sujood than the buttocks. Number 10. To have tuma'nina in prostration, sujood. Number 11, to sit between the two prostrations. Number 12, to have tuma'nina in the sitting. Number 13, to sit for saying the last tashahud, the salah ala nabi, and the closing salam. Number 14, to say the last tashahud, one version of which is At-tahiyyatu, al-mubarakatu, as-salawatu, at-tayyibatu lillah, as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, as-salamu alayna وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. The minimum تشهد is التحيات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. Number 15, to say the Salah على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The minimum is اللهم صل على محمد. Number 16, to say the closing salam. The minimum is assalamu alaykum. Number 17, to observe the order. To intentionally perform the integrals of prayer out of order invalidates the prayer. An example is if one intentionally prostrated before one's ruku', If one forgets to perform an integral, one must return to perform it unless one has reached that same integral or what is after it in the next or subsequent rak'ah. In such a case, what was performed in between is cancelled. An example is, if one did not remember leaving out ruku' except after having performed the ruku' or prostration of the subsequent rak'ah. In such a case, what is between the missing ruku' and the performed ruku' is cancelled, and what is after this performed ruku' is the continuation of the rak'ah. May Allah accept our prayers and our good deeds, and Allah knows best.